Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Outstanding.
Will tomorrow night be the final game of the season for the Atlanta Hawks?
No. I am almost certain that the Hawks are going to win tomorrow night.
It's one thing they do is they win play-in games.
They're
3-0, Doug.
They do.
They are elite
at play-in games. Mm-hmm. And they just recently beat the Bulls in Chicago in a game that I think the Bulls were trying to win. Because they needed to win that to really take a big step towards locking up the 9 seed that they eventually got anyway. Is Drummond for sure out tomorrow? I think that is a big key.
He kills the Hawks.
Yes. If he is out tomorrow, if he does not play, I would almost...
Like every time Andre Drummond...
Charles Barkley, I guarantee by...
No, I'm just laughing about because the reason why he might not play... It was the play before he got hurt.
Oh, right.
With the lob, and then he runs down court and somehow pulls something.
By the way,
Yeah,
you're right. And that
Torrey Craig threw it off the backboard, right?
That clownery is one of the big reasons why I just don't trust the Chicago Bulls to win this game tomorrow.
What was he doing?
Like, that's my thing.
Like, what was Torrey Craig doing in the first place, trying to throw it off him off the backboard to himself and couldn't do it?
Dude,
but then Drummond thought he was going to help him? Like, what was he trying to do on that play?
I don't know. He was in the way. I mean, it was a 3-on-nothing run out, right? Our buddy JR of the JR Sports
on
the Infinity Sports Network had a great tweet. He took the replay of that incident and just quote tweeted it and said, Billy Donovan needs to go to Kentucky
right now.
Immediately.
Right now.
I mean, how can you watch that unfold in front of you and feel anything positive? So, no, I feel really, really good about the Hawks' chances tomorrow. I feel pretty good about their chances Friday, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, I mean.
Depending on either one?
Yeah. I mean, I really like their chances against Miami.
Right.
Philly, I don't know. Is Embiid going to no-show in another do-or-die game against the Atlanta Hawks for the second time in 4 years? Maybe not. I don't know. But I think they're playing Miami. I think Philadelphia beats Miami tomorrow, and then I think it's the Hawks and the Heat. And I just have a feeling that we're going to get to Sunday and the Hawks are going to be in Boston. And, by the way, I don't think it goes any further than that,
I mean,
being totally realistic. But, you know, all these people, like I've gotten to this just god-awful Twitter abyss argument about Trae Young and the Olympic team with people who claim to be Hawks fans who are gleefully pointing out that since Trae Young returned to the lineup, the Hawks have not won. How many of those games were the Hawks, like, trying to win? And I just say that I'm sure they were trying to win all of them, but you're not really aggressively trying when you're playing the fourth quarter with Trent Forrest and Veet Krejci and, you know, Kobe Bufkin, who I think will be a nice player one day. You're not trying to win if you're benching your starters after three quarters. So are we really going to play that game now? Come on.
They got to figure something out. You got to figure something out. Mike, what the hell happened to United, Mike? We were so – that goal was freaking awesome. And I'm all excited, everybody, because right before the play, Marcelo Zuna hits the home run. It might be another way around. Mm-hmm. And then you're going crazy, and then
– they collapsed. It was 2-0. If they had played for more than, you know, 10 minutes on that 2-0 lead, it probably ends 2-0. But Philadelphia takes advantage of a bad giveaway by Edwin Mosquera. It's a good finish by Leon Flock. It's 2-1. you know, two-goal leads, they always say in ice hockey, very dangerous.
Right.
Because, you know, you get this false sense of security, and momentum can change very, very quickly. And momentum changed rapidly in that game. You know, the equalizing goal, I felt, was a foul throw.
It was.
You still have to defend it better,
right.
though.
Absolutely.
You know, the fact that the guy's foot was over the touchline doesn't affect the way that you defend
it. They don't know that.
That's absolutely right. So that does not absolve Atlanta United of heading the throw into zone 14 to allow for a run-on shot and a goal. Philadelphia's third goal that was ruled out offside, I think there's enough visual evidence now to show that it was just barely off, but I did not like the response at all. It reminded me a lot of some bad Atlanta United teams and the way that they've responded to adversity. Now, all that being said, I'm going to go glass half full on you just for a moment.
All right.
Philadelphia is the only unbeaten team in the league.
They are.
If you would have told me at, like, say, 12 noon on Sunday, Atlanta United, without Giakoumakis, mm-hmm. without your top two center backs, without your starting left winger, without all of that, will find two goals in open play and play Philadelphia to a 2-2 draw, I've been like, yeah, that is a good result. That is a good job considering how shorthanded you were, how you don't have Giakoumakis or his backup, so how are you going to find two goals in open play? And they did. So the first 65 minutes from Sunday cannot be just thrown into the trash because of the last 25 minutes. I don't think that's fair either. You're right to be concerned about the way they closed the match out. They did a poor job of that. It hopefully got their attention. But you did some really, really good things in the first 65 minutes of this match against a team that I think will be right there among the contenders to win MLS Cup this year. And I think Atlanta United is one of those contenders, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that we've seen really clearly, again, if you're going glass half fulls without Giakoumakis, is they still find ways to get whoever is playing that role really good looks.
Absolutely.
Because obviously Rios had that nice finish over the weekend with his goal. Jamal, when he was in the game before that, scored a couple goals. Like, that was pretty impressive to see. But where's Giakoumakis at? Like, when can we expect to see him?
Sounds like he's close. I don't know, though, if he is close to being able to play 90 minutes.
And is it the foot still, Mike, or what is it?
No, it's a bone bruise on his knee.
Okay.
At the end of the game against, who was it, Orlando? Chicago, excuse me. At the end of that game, he had a knee-to-knee collision with someone, and he kind of pulled up, and I think that's where he suffered the bone bruise. And, Randy, you know, having played, bone bruises can
be linger.
Lingering yes. and tricky. Yeah. I think they were hoping that Giakoumakis would have been able to at least be on the bench this past Sunday, and it didn't quite work out with his fitness test on Saturday. So hopefully you get him at least as a reserve this coming Saturday against Cincinnati, but my money would be on Daniel Rios starting again. And maybe they split it 60-30 in favor of Rios.
What did you, because you mentioned earlier, we were just talking before we got you on about the men's Olympic team. Mm-hmm. And as far as the one spot left open and don't know who it's going to be and everything like that.
So, by the way, it's not going to be Trey.
It's not going to be Trey.
No,
we mentioned that.
Tell you
would
that
it,
for sure.
Would there be another pro, or do you think they would go old school? Because we were trying to figure out what college player would
maybe that kid from UConn?
What college player would be on there?
No, I don't think they go college this year. Oh, boy. Honestly, I could see them doing something really unusual. Like, do you reward, let's say, the Thunder go on a run? Mm. Do you reward Chet Holmgren and maybe throw him in there? Because they aren't really that large in the front court right now. And you have to imagine at some point in the Olympics against like an Eastern Bloc nation when you're going to face like an 8-foot-tall center, you're going to need some length in your front court. I could maybe see them going like super unconventionally that way. To me, the biggest snub of the whole team was Jalen Brunson. And I think there's room for Jalen Brunson on this team as well. I also, like, I hate to say it, someone will probably get hurt.
Probably.
Okay, in that group of 11, someone will probably get hurt. That might open up another spot. I think Trey is, unfortunately, way on the outside looking in. I just love all these Trey haters, though. Well, he's got to win more. You know, 5 of the 11 players that they're taking are playing in play-in games this week.
Right.
Almost half the roster are play-in round players this year. Well, he's got to play better defense. You mean to tell me that you're putting a guy from the Indiana Pacers on this team saying that that you know, Trey is not playing good enough defense, but someone from the Indiana Pacers?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Does?
And not the ones with Reggie Miller, though.
This no, no, it's not, by the way, it's, yeah, right. It's not Miles Turner.
Right.
I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I don't want to pick on Halliburton. To me, I don't know how you can do a side-by-side comparison, Trey and Halliburton, and take Halliburton. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
It's all momentum. I mean, it's all league-wide momentum and perception and all that kind of stuff, and Halliburton's a darling of the league right now.
He absolutely is.
Trey isn't, and I don't know why. For whatever reason, people have different theories as to what that's about, but he isn't, and he's probably as far away from being that as he's been in a couple of years, which kind of gets me back to where we're at with the Hawks in general. Is like, I disagree with the people that are in your mentions, like rooting for them to lose and saying these things about Trey, but they are. You know what I mean? The Hawks are in a weird spot right now. Like, and I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what
when
they do.
Your best player is as polarizing as he is,
which he
and
is.
You have people who claim to be fans of your
exactly.
team who are clearly not watching the team.
As
by
much
the way,
as I disagree with those people,
yeah, that's a problem.
Right?
Yeah,
they exist.
Great comment.
And it's not a few of them.
No, it's a lot, and that's something that they're going to have to worry about.
It's true, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right, Mike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.